Madam Chair, I think I need to explain why this language, why this text, and if we want to keep international law locked down to a time when no black person was free, no black person had the right to vote, no country in Africa was free except one, Ethiopia. Everybody was colonial, under colonial power. And that is a fact. These documents referred to by our esteemed colleague by you had no input from any black nation in the world. No black person was involved in the discussion, in that discussion. It was written, the charter was written by countries, and all the non-free countries had nothing to do with it. The UDHR was the same. No black country had anything to do with it. The CERT, again, same. People were still colonies. The fact that white people write for black people what, how they should see racism is not right. Black people over the last how many decades since they were free have declared what they see and how they are being treated. And this term Afrophobia has been up everywhere by the black community, the African Americans, everywhere. They have been used it. They see how they are being treated. It's not because of racism. They see how people move their bags and are immediately scared when they see them, and that's a phobia. When they get into a bus, people move away. You're right in this city as well. I've seen it with my own eyes. If I can notice it, I'm pretty sure my colleagues and the civil society who are sitting here can tell you how they feel when they see these things. It is not right that we go and refer to things that were written in the 1920s and 40s and then and later, where people were not part of the discussion. We will not do that to women. We will not talk about women when women are concerned. Why don't we accept the fact that black people know how they feel and how they get treated? This language, we cannot keep on going back, oh, it hasn't been done in the UN Declaration from before, just after the Second World War. My country and everybody else were colonies. And if you look at the footnote, it says these principles do not apply in colonial countries. If you look at the footnote of the UN Charter, you look at those, it says there's an asterisk. These do not apply in colonial territories. So please, I beg that we put that thing back in brackets and they can go back to their people and go and explain that, and then they can go to their African or African descent communities and ask them, do you want this language or not? I don't think we should be dictating to Africans what language they would want and how they see how they are being treated. Thank you.